This sportscast is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet, a five-time Chevrolet Dealer of the Year. Stop by Seguin Chevrolet today at 509 West IH-10. We'll have Marion Boys playoff basketball tonight on KWED. The Bulldogs take on Hondo in the Class 3A Division I by-district round. Marion comes into tonight's contest with a 26-7 record and a District 27 3A championship. The Bulldogs are currently ranked 13th in the Class 3A state coaches poll. Tonight's winner will face the winner of the Columbus-Carnes City by-district playoff in the area round. Columbus and Carnes City meet tomorrow. UIL boys area round games are scheduled for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Marion and Hondo meet tonight at Burney High School with tip-off set for 7 p.m. Join us for our Marion Bulldog playoff basketball pregame coverage starting at 6:50 tonight on AM 1580 and streaming at SeguinToday.com. The Navarro Panthers are hosting Divine in the Class 4A by-district playoffs tonight. The Panthers have won 17 games this season and are entering the playoffs for the first time under second-year head coach Jared Tyler. Tonight's winner moves on to the area round to face the winner of the Manor New Tech Fredericksburg by-district playoff. Navarro and Divine tip off at 6:30 tonight at the new Navarro High School. Turning to high school baseball, the Seguin Matadors won their final four games at the Matador Legends Baseball Tournament, which concluded Saturday. Seguin routed Wagner 11-3 to close out the tourney. The Mats have won 8 of their first 10 games this season. They'll host Cibolo Steel tomorrow night at Matador Legends Ballpark. First pitch is set for 7 p.m. The Marion Bulldogs went unbeaten in their four games at the Marion Baseball Tournament. The Bulldogs beat Lytle and Blanco on Thursday, then downed Valley Mills and Ingram on Friday. Marion is 5-0 on the season. They will next compete at the Comal Tournament starting Thursday. The Navarro Panthers went 3-1 at the Marion Tournament to start their season. The Panthers blanked Blanco 6-0 on Saturday behind a one-hitter from Tyler Risky. Navarro will travel Thursday to compete at the Yoakum Tournament. High school softball, the Navarro Lady Panthers finished second at the Charlotte Softball Tournament over the weekend. The Lady Panthers went 2-0 on the final day, routing Randolph 20-0 and blasting LaPrior 13-3. Allie Antista and Kennedy Seek were named to the all-tournament team, while catcher Shelby Stevens earned tournament defensive MVP honors. The Lady Panthers will host Elgin tomorrow night at the Old Navarro High School. First pitch is at 6 p.m. The Marion Lady Bulldogs closed out the Marion softball tournament Saturday with a 17-2 rout of Bandera. Ellie Parker collected 3 hits, and Cambry Dojon homered in the victory. Marion will host Ingram on Tuesday. First pitch is set for 7 p.m. And the Seguin Lady Matadors beat Kyle Lehman 10-9 Saturday in their final game at the Dripping Springs Tournament. Briley Weeding was named to the all-tournament team for the Lady Mats. Seguin will play their first home game of the season tomorrow night, hosting Floresville at Matador Legends Ballpark with a 7 p.m. first pitch. Sports on KWED is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet at 509 West IH-10. Find all their new and pre-owned inventory as well as exclusive deals at SeguinChevrolet.com. Chris Austin, KWED Sports.